we would turn to Luke chapter 1. This morning, I want to talk with you about considering things. Now, this is going to end up being a message about Joseph, but it's really for us. Joseph has only a very small part in the Gospel of Luke. In the Christmas story, all that we know about Joseph comes from Matthew. So we're going to take a little look. We're going to go back and forth between the two texts. But first, I want to just talk with you about different kinds of considering. So I'm going to do a personal example first, then we'll go to the text. This last night, Brenda had a very difficult night. She was up a lot, which meant I was up a lot. And while she was up, making me be up, I was considering a few things. I was considering how I would respond to her keeping me awake. I didn't do anything about it. I just considered it, right? As we're driving across the causeway, it's absolutely like a sheet of glass, not even a ripple in the water, and I rarely see it like that. Just perfect timing as the sun comes up. We love to time it like that. The sun comes up, and the sun, as it rises, just hits that glassy water and just sparkles right off of it. And as I was driving, I was considering what that was as a dolphin came up and broke the surface and went back down. They're not the same kind of considering, are they? Slightly different in the way that those considering things take place in my life. But we use considering to think about things, right? Is that kind of what it means? We're thinking about something? Well, we're going to read this story. We're going to start in Luke, and I'm going to go to Matthew. And I wanted to first let you know that in the Gospel of Matthew, the first thing that he does is a genealogy. And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but the genealogy goes from Abraham to Joseph. And it's primarily male. There are a couple of females in it, but it's primarily male. And that's the first thing that he does. And then he immediately goes into a story about Joseph and the Christmas story. Luke is not like that at all. His arranging of things is very deliberate and very different. His genealogy doesn't come till after the Christmas story. And we'll talk about this in a little while. It doesn't go back to Abraham. It goes back to Adam and Eve. It's a fascinating difference. And it's because Luke is interested in helping us to understand that Jesus didn't just come for Jewish people, that he came for everyone. And that would mean for you and for me, for Gentiles, those who are non-Jewish people. And Luke is also, and we're going to learn this starting next week, he's very interested in how women interact with the gospel message. And so we're going to learn a lot about Mary from the Gospel of Luke. We don't learn much from Matthew. It's mostly in Luke. He's mostly interested in Samaritans and Gentile people and Roman soldiers and that kind of stuff. He's interested in women. He has a lot of stories about women and how they interacted, interfaced with Jesus. Those are all from Luke. And that's because he has a different mindset. He's Greco-Roman. He's not Jewish. And as a Greco-Roman thinker, he's gonna teach us how women, how business owners, how people who are not Jewish interact with Jesus as Messiah. And it's important for us to see that. But today, I want to show you just a little bit from Luke, and then we're going to go into the Gospel of Matthew to learn about Joseph, because there's really no Joseph in Luke's Christmas story. Here's the extent of Joseph's play is right here. This is Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the rest is about Mary. And so here we have just this mention of Joseph. In the Gospel of Matthew, as you would expect, since he's interested in the Jewish genealogy and in the Jewish mindset, he has a lot more to say about men, He begins with the genealogy that ends with Joseph and then with Christ. And here's how the story unplays in the Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter. I'm going to read verse 18 and following. We're going to talk this morning about Joseph, and we're going to talk about different kinds of considering, okay? This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, that's a very nice way of saying before they got married and had sex. It's important for us to get this because we need to understand Joseph. So before there was any possibility that Joseph could be the father, that's what this is saying, okay? She was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll bet you that Joseph, as soon as he got that news, he started considering some things, don't you think? That's a moment in life that requires some great deal of consideration. That's now you know, because in your own life, you know how you consider. You have a certain look about yourself when you're considering things like this. You know, you might be walking around like this, considering what's going on, right? That means you're thinking about, you're mulling it over. You're thinking about, what am I supposed to do now? What does this mean? How do I decide this? And so Joseph, he hears that Mary's pregnant. He knows he's not the father. He's engaged to her, and that causes some consideration, don't you think? He starts considering things, okay? Before they came together, she was with child through the Holy Spirit. And here's how the consideration plays itself out, this kind of considering. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Well, there's how the consideration ends up. Consideration works like this. I'm going to figure out what to do that's going to be in my best interest. You see, for the Greeks, there's three kinds of considering. They're very philosophical people. And when they philosophize, they go off the deep end. And they philosophize in ways you don't even understand. And off they go. And so they say there's three kinds of considering. And we're going to talk about this in just a second. There's a considering that is the mulling, the thinking about the circumstances of one's life that requires some thought in order to make a decision about your life and what to do in regards to your circumstances. There's that kind of considering. I call that, you guys have heard me say this before, I call that stinking thinking. Because if all you ever do is mull over the circumstances of your life, the chances are pretty good it doesn't end in a really good place. And so Joseph is considering what to do because Mary is pregnant, he's engaged to her, and he's not the father. What kind of considering is he doing? He's doing a considering that ends with him getting out of this mess. That's the kind of considering that Joseph is doing. And so he's considering what to do because Mary told him she's going to be pregnant and God is the father. I'm not sure how that conversation went. Now, after he had, verse 20, after he had considered this, when the considering is finished, when he's done thinking about how to get out of this, when he's done trying to straighten out his own life and do what's best for him, that considering is done, an angel comes to him. All right, so for the Greeks, there's three levels of considering. There's stinking thinking, considering for yourself, having yourself and your self-interest in mind. Then they call it a higher level of thinking. Then there is considering how you impact the world and other people. There's a higher level of considering. How might this impact other human beings? Then there's the highest level of considering, which is consider the lilies of the field, which is you're thinking about how what you're doing is in relationship to the one who made you and the God who created you. And the goal of all human beings is to train ourselves to consider life on higher levels. So for Joseph, as he's working through this, he's thinking about it. Let's go through it again. He's considering things. Here's Joseph. Seems like a decent guy, doesn't he? Righteous. Seems like a decent person. His fiance comes and tells him, I'm pregnant and you're not the father. Now he's got to consider this. And so what are the things that run through a man's mind? Why in the world would a man get married? Why would he get married? Now, I know in the romantic world we live in, we think everybody marries for love, right? Not back then. Love was, yeah, well, what is that? Why would a man get married? To have a family, right? I mean, that's a, and there's one other reason. Paul gives us the other reason, free sex. So when Joseph is considering what's going on, what's he thinking about? Just be real with this guy. He's thinking about he's going to marry someone who what? Is pregnant with somebody else's child. All right, I'll put it to you this way. Josh McDowell joke, if you don't know Josh McDowell, okay? When you're talking about this story and stories like this, ladies, are you ready? Men love being in the antiquing business, but we hate used furniture. Let it settle for a little while. It takes a little bit to get used to that. What's he thinking? What's he considering? See, if he's on the base level, if he's thinking about Joseph, he's not going to get past this. You can't get past it if all you ever consider is yourself. He can't. He's got to get to another place of thinking about his life. Look at the story. When he had finished considering this, look how the story goes. After he had finished considering that, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, what did the angel say? The angel says it to everybody. Do not what? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The angel says to Joseph, do not be afraid. And I told you last week, and we're going to tell you again this week, what's the only thing that can help you overcome fear? Love. There's nothing else that will really help you. And as long as Joseph is stuck in stinking thinking, he cannot get to love. He's stuck with only self. And so look at what the angel tells him. The angel doesn't tell him, don't be afraid of me because I'm an angel. What does the angel tell him? It hits Joseph exactly where he is. What does the angel tell Joseph? Don't be afraid what? To take Mary home. Don't be afraid to take Mary home. What's Joseph afraid of? He's afraid of taking Mary home. Why? What's everybody going to say? What does the future hold? This is my reputation. I can't do this kind of thing. I don't want this responsibility. This is not my fault. He's thinking about what? He's thinking about himself. And as long as he thinks about himself, he can't get to the higher level of considering, which is, well, what about Mary? What are you thinking about Mary? And so the angel says, don't be afraid to take her home. And finally, the last place, and this doesn't come until Joseph has a dream about it, is what about being faithful to God? What about what God says about this? How about you get out of what you think about it and what you want and what's best for you, start on a higher level. Think about what other people say, what other people feel, what other people think, the impact you're going to have on other people. And if God willing, think on the highest level, which is, what does God say about this? Consider the lilies of the field. You know, and in this Christmas season that we have in front of us, I want you to think for a second. What are you considering? What are you looking forward to? What are you anticipating? Why? Why do you long for certain things in your life? And see, on the base level, we want presents, right? Not so much anymore for me. I've told my family and I've told you guys, I'm not really interested in something. I'm not beyond the hardest person to buy for. Don't buy anything for me. I don't want something. What do I want? I want at least one level up. At a minimum of that. At a minimum, I want relationship. I want love. I want laughter. I want joy. I want these things in my life. They're far more valuable than anything else. And on the greatest level, I would love for God to use me to help my children or my grandchildren to do what? To know that this is about God. This is a God moment in our lives. That's the greatest joy of Christmas. That I can bring, and God can use me to consider higher things than whether or not you got an Xbox. There are higher things in life, things that are far more valuable. And you know this, but we have to deliberately consider higher things so that we don't get caught in the mall. Oh my gosh, don't get caught in the mall. Or on Amazon. Right? Those are base things. They're just tools. They're just things that God has blessed you to use to create higher things in the lives of the people that you love. And so I want to challenge you. Think on a higher level. As you walk through this Christmas season, consider not just yourself and not just the base things of life. Consider higher things. Consider relationships and how you love and rejoice and share with one another. Consider that there might be a moment when you can bring the love of God into your family. Consider these things. And you will be blessed. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you, Lord, for our time together and our rejoicing in your word. And I pray, O God, that you would allow us the privilege and the honor of this Christmas season, bringing honor to you and to our Savior Jesus. We know, Lord, and we recognize that when you look down on us, you do consider us. And we are thankful. We're thankful, Lord, that you love us the way that you do. And we ask for your great blessing upon our hearts and our minds. Let this Christmas season be filled with moments when we can sit back and watch and enjoy and reflect on the great relationships you've given to us. Let love reign supreme. I pray in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Let's continue our worship with the giving and the receiving of our gifts.